Oh, what a cute face.
How much is that dog in the winter?
Oh, you're too adorable.
I'm Kurt Anderson, and those people are not talking about me, sadly. A little Norfolk Terrier puppy is cuter than any 50-year-old man by approximately a zillion times, especially if the dog fits in a duffel bag and pokes his little nose out the opening. But what is so cute about him?
Poochkula. Poochkula.
Poochie. You like it?
Oh, my God. Let's take it. Come on.
Seriously, why do a bunch of hard-nosed New York media types have the urge to pet and coo over somebody else's dog, a dog who probably chews the rug and eats his own poo? Why did people, when I was growing up, buy those paintings of children with the giant eyes like saucers? And when is cute too cute?
Is he really a puppy, though?
He's a puppy.
He's
nine
faking
months.
It.
He's under
no,
he's a puppy.
Look at his face. He's pretending to be a puppy. He's faking it. See right through you, buddy.
The person who can answer these and other urgent questions is Gary Cross. He wrote the book on cute, the only history of the subject in print, I believe. And he's fairly cute himself for a distinguished professor of modern history. Gary teaches at Penn State University, and he is my guest today in Studio 360 from WNYC in New York and Public Radio International. Gary Cross, thanks very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
Let's get one thing straight right away. Which is cuter, babies or little puppies?
Well, I think it depends on the eyes of the beholder. Actually, the word cute was first used for dogs and then for babies. When you ran that clip of your colleagues gushing over the dog, I frankly found it repulsive. I mean, I said, really? I mean, it's just a dog. But that's the intellectual of me speaking. I don't feel that way about little children.
Now, there is no, as far as I know, no academic specialty in cute studies yet. How did you get there?
Well, I have been interested in children for a long time. Of course, I've had cute children myself. And when my little boy was about five, he took me into a Walmart and wanted to introduce me to the toy department, sort of like as a scholarly thing, I think he was, in his funny little way. And I was astonished at how all the toys were so entirely different from what I experienced as a kid growing up in the 50s, really. And so I thought, what makes something desirable to children? And maybe even more, what makes them desirable for parents to give to children? So from that, I wrote a book on toys and then later got interested in that whole process of giving things to children and discovered that it really is a very modern idea. And part of the purpose of giving things to children, as I discovered, was to evoke cuteness. In a lot of ways, that's what the taking of the home movies when the kids are coming down the stairs at Christmas or whatever, you take pictures of that. And children pretty quickly know they're part of the story and they play the part.
Yeah, that's why some of my favorite home videos of my children entail their ignorance of what's going on. And one I think of particularly of my eldest daughter when she was a baby just falling asleep in her chair. And I held on her for 10 minutes, and which, of course, as a 17-year-old, she's mortally embarrassed by today. Now, what makes something or somebody cute as opposed to just pretty or likable?
Well, cute comes from the word acute, which means sharp or maybe even a little conniving, like when you say, don't be cute to your kid. But the word takes on a much broader sense about the beginning of the 20th century. I think when parents began to look upon their little children as, yes, conniving, perhaps, maybe a bit manipulative, but also nice and adorable in their, shall we say, innocent naughtiness. And so in a way, the word has this double kind of meaning. It means adorable. It means dependent. It means innocent. But it also has a kind of an edge to it, maybe a bit of willfulness, a bit of spunkiness. In girls, perhaps a coquettishness, and boys, boys, perhaps a kind of unhousebroken quality, all of which is wrapped up in what we mean when we say cute.
Now, you say the word cute didn't come to mean the modern sense of adorable until not much over 100 years ago, but surely parents, when they looked at children in 1700 or at puppies in 1780, must have thought those things were very cute, no?
Well, they didn't use the word. And although, yes, you do see children with animals and pictures in the 18th century and the like. But what is actually quite striking is just how relatively recent the whole package comes together. Yes, there were angelic children. Yes, there were naughty children in the images of the past. But they often didn't come together in this sort of modern idea of the cute. I think, although certainly people have always loved their children and for a very long time have loved pets, even with the issue of pets, the sort of modern idea of, you know, the toy mm-hmm. dog or the that's fairly recent as well. Yeah, we've had dogs for a long time. They've been our friends, but we've often used them, utilitarian functions rather than our modern notion of pet.
So it almost sounds as though the idea of cuteness as regards children or animals is modern in the sense that it becomes a sort of luxury after you don't have to worry so much about children dying or children working in the fields or animals operating butter churns. You can start thinking of right. them just as adorable artifacts.
I think there's a lot to that. And I mean, if you want to, again, look at the history of it, there's an amazing correlation, really, between the advent of the cute and the decrease in infant mortality rates. I mean, it fits perfectly because really up until the latter part of the 19th century, children would die on a rate of somewhere around 20% and sometimes even considerably higher than that within the first year. And it drops off enormously in the 20th century.